Hey everyone, and welcome to The White Flag, a podcast about surrendering to Jesus in our hurried, manic, control-obsessed world. So excited to have you here. My name is Jonathan, I'm your host, and I'm coming to you once again from right outside of Baltimore. And today, this is our second episode of 2022. And in light of so much that is beyond our control in our world today, I have been having conversations with people and even doing some reflection in my own heart and realizing that we need some help when it comes to going to God when we're in a high emotional state. It's not that we struggle to turn to God when we're in an emotional state. It's actually in those states that we tend to look to God the most. The problem is, once we turn to God, we often don't know what to do. And so I want to do a series of guided episodes where we kind of create space for you to pray for when you are feeling a high energy emotion. And specifically, I want to tackle some of those, you know, emotions themselves aren't negative. You know, Sherry from Liminal taught me that. But we tend to moralize the emotion. And I want to specifically offer some guided episodes this year that become resources for you when you are feeling a high level of anger, a high level of sadness, or a high level of fear. And so today's episode is going to be space, a guided prayer time for you that I'm calling Praying Angry. And the goal here is to have a moment where you have some constructive and even architecture time. I don't think architecture is a word. Some structured and formulaic time. I don't know. I'm struggling here. But some structured time where you know in those moments when I find myself being really angry, hey, there's at least one digital resource out there that can help me go to God, bring my full self to Him with my anger, and process with Jesus. The text that really birthed this was Ephesians 4:26, which is when Paul writes to the church in Ephesus that they should be angry but not sin. And that text is really important because it highlights that it is not a sin to be angry, but that oftentimes it is when we are angry that we are susceptible to sin. And you and I know this. You know, when people are angry, it's when they tend to lash out. It's when their judgments come out sideways. It's when all the hidden things they've kept in the shadows suddenly come to light. And Paul knew this. So even in the way he wrote this part of the letter, you know, be angry and do not sin, it's almost as if he's outlining, hey, oftentimes the sin we are guilty of when we are angry comes after the angry arises within us. And so anger is obviously an emotion that many of us don't have a super healthy relationship with. We either have it, you know, call the shots in our life and we're angry all the time, or we've had unhealthy examples of anger modeled for us. And so we don't really think anger is ever appropriate, or we don't ever want to consider ourselves an angry person. But there's this mystery that revolves around anger that I had even experienced in my own life until I got to go away on a weekend and do some soul work, like you heard Sherry Marbois talk about in a couple episodes ago. But what I learned from that soul work and by reading other psychologists much smarter than I, one, I'm not a psychologist, and two, they're much smarter than me, is essentially the three emotions that we tend to view as negative, like sadness, anger, and fear, they all really come down to not having proximity to our wants. We don't have access to what we want. So for example, oftentimes we feel sad when we feel like we are losing something that we love. We feel sadness when we are losing something that we care about that we no longer have. You know, you feel sad when you lose a relationship, when you lose a loved one, that deep element of grief. We are in the process of losing or having lost something we care about. Fear occurs when we are afraid of losing that thing. Like maybe we're in the process of losing it, which is why, you know, when you walk alongside people navigating terminal illnesses, even prior to the loss of that loved one, there is fear that stirs up because of the loss. Or even with a child, you see them when they get afraid when they realize they might lose something. And then anger occurs, and again, this isn't my own thought, this is from people smarter than me. Anger occurs when we are blocked from that want, when we are blocked from obtaining the thing that we desire. And so even to kind of go off of the example of a child, Children tend to get angry not after they've lost something, because then they cry, or when they're afraid of losing something, they grip it tight. That's not when they're angry. They're angry when they are blocked from the thing that they desire. And when you and I look at our life, the moments when our anger is ramped up to a high level, when it kind of comes out sideways, at its core, we have a desire that we are then blocked from experiencing or having or possessing, and that's where our anger comes in. Now, sometimes anger is a mask that we project to hide the fact that we're sad or hide the fact that we're afraid. And all of this kind of muddles together, and there could be a whole other series of episodes about that. But at our core, anger oftentimes means we feel blocked from something. So kind of with that lens and with that frame, as we step into our prayer today, when I ask you the question, what are you angry about? I want you to even think specifically, what is it that I'm blocked from? That's why in professional life, you feel anger when you don't get a promotion you think you deserve. You feel anger when a customer or an employee or a boss gets in the way of you doing what you want to do. It's why in relationships, if someone is not showing you the admiration or affection that you think you deserve or the honor you deserve, you find yourself getting angry. And then oftentimes that can lead to sadness because we've lost something we love. But as I talk about anger, try to blot out all the baggage that you have when it comes to anger and just bring to the fold as you pray. Even ask him, God, what am I blocked from right now? Let me bring that to you and help me be honest that I'm angry about that. So what I want to do is I'm going to give us a few moments to get centered. And this guided episode is really only for people who are angry about something. Angry to the point where they feel like the anger has shifted from being in the passenger seat of the bus that is their life, and it's in the driver's seat. And this is a time for you to lean into Jesus, to take on a posture where you are going to pray angry, but then bring that anger to God and invite the Holy Spirit in to go to work on you and let this emotional state of anger be a tool that enables you to better understand yourself, better understand what God wants to do in you, and better understand how to navigate going forward what is originally behind this anger and maybe what the Spirit is prompting you to do. So I want to encourage you, find a place to sit or maybe go for a walk, but try to give yourself a minimally distracting environment. And take two deep breaths with me. Heavenly Father, as I pray, and as hundreds of people over the next coming days and weeks engage in this episode, God, I invite your Spirit to be here with all of us as we are full of energy because we're angry about something, but we bring that full state of ourself, scattered self to you, God, and ask that you would do much with this time where we posture ourselves to surrender to you, Jesus. And say, show us something about who you are. Show us something about our nature and help us take on your likeness as we try to deal and navigate an emotion we all experience, but so often we rarely face head on. God, in this moment, help us pray angrily and learn how you want to move in our life with what it is that angers us. Jesus, we invite you now in a few moments of stillness just to meet us. Help us bring ourselves to a place of centeredness as we prepare to pray to you about what we're angry about. So, having had a few moments to just slow down and hopefully let that anger slow down a little too. I want to invite you to take some time and talk to God about what it is you're angry about. In prayer, talking to God as a loving father across from the meal table who loves you, he sees you, and he wants to hear you. He wants to be invited into this part of our human experience. Talk to God now for a few minutes about what it is that angers you. Where do you feel it in your body? Don't worry about what to do with it. Don't try to justify it or somehow rationalize it. Just be honest with God about what angers you, what happened, and talk to God now. Next, I want to encourage you, having talked to God about what happened and what angers you, I want you to go a layer deeper now and talk to God about what are the stories you tell yourself about this circumstance or about that person who angers you. Unpack for God and be brutally honest with Him and yourself about what are the judgments you make about yourself in this situation. Is it that you feel unworthy? You feel unvalued, you feel discarded, you feel unappreciated. What is the story that you are crafting with the information at hand where maybe you are making absolute declarations about yourself with limited information? But talk to God now about not just what happened, but where are you filling the gaps and what story are you living in because of this? Talk to God and be open with Him now. okay, now is the time for courage. And I want to challenge you to be very honest about what are the accusations you are making about that other person or about that situation or about the people who are responsible for the situation that angers you. I want you to be honest about what characteristics or traits do you view about that person. Are they unloving? Are they selfish? Are they narcissistic? Are they insecure? Are they weak? Are they scared? Take a moment and just own the judgments that you make about that person or those responsible for the situation. And with great courage, invite God in to help you see where those traits are actually true for you as well. Are you angered by a situation where someone is being passive? Invite the Spirit in to help you see where in your life are you passive? Is someone being manipulative or exploiting their position for their own gain? Ask God to point out to you where is it in your life that you tend to manipulate circumstances for selfish gain? I challenge you now with great humility to pray and talk to your Heavenly Father about the ways that some of this anger is actually about you and actually about the ways that Jesus wants to transform you into His likeness. If you're up for it, I'd encourage you to talk to God now about how some of these judgments are actually true and about you as you are right now. Now, having done the work to own up to how you are contributing to a situation or just how you contribute to brokenness in the world, as we all do, take a few minutes to be still with God and contrast the story that you are telling yourself with the story of the gospel. Does your situation or does the person who's upsetting you make you feel unvalued? Because Jesus lowered himself to the position of a slave to serve you. Does this situation make you feel unworthy? Because you are precious to God, and the gospel communicates that. Do you feel aimless and hopeless in a tension that you're navigating? Because Jesus gives us purpose, he gives us mission, and he gives us a calling. I want to encourage you now to talk to God and contrast the story you're telling yourself with the reality of the gospel and just ask God to help you see where these two things don't connect and where you can better put on the truth of Jesus instead of living in the judgments you make. In my experience of growing in my ability to navigate anger, I have found that anger is an indication that I need to take action. And this may not be the case for everybody, but I would want to push you and challenge you now. The anger you are bringing to God is likely an indication that there is action you need to take on your end. So right now, in the final moments of this time of prayer, ask God and talk to God, what is the action I need to take that this anger is stirring up within me? Is it to be more assertive and speaking up for myself because I feel taken advantage of? Is it to speak up for somebody else? Is it to be more in integrity with the yeses I make and the noes that I say? Is it work I need to do on my own budget or on my own schedule or in my interpersonal relationships? Take this time now to talk to God about how the anger that is within you now could be leveraged for the kingdom by acting in the ways of Jesus to seek and resolve the situation that burdens you. Anger is an indication that we need to take action. What is that action God is calling you to take today? Heavenly Father. Anger is one of those emotions that we tend to moralize the most. It feels bad, we've seen it modeled poorly, we're scared of the anger within us. There's so many examples of it going wrong in the world. We just sometimes feel like it's unholy. But God, your word says, be angry and do not sin. And so my hope for this time is that we would learn a little bit how to be angry with you, Jesus, and not sin. How to call out the lies that we believe because of a situation. How to juxtapose those lies with the truth of your gospel. How to own how our anger is actually about ourselves sometimes, and how we contribute to the very brokenness that upsets us. And then how we can act in response to the anger that is within us. Jesus, help us do this. God, I pray that this moment would actually go with us beyond the episode and be a rhythm and routine that helps us process our anger well, to call out the lies that creep up, and to be people of action that when anger occurs, being rooted in you, Jesus, we can act in integrity and by the leadership of your Spirit. Jesus, help us do that. Our world needs you. We want to be vessels for you. And so, God, it is a deep passion of mine, as you know, that we would learn how to pray angry, submit to you, and act accordingly. We love you, Jesus, and thank you for this time. Amen. Woo! All right, y'all, that was my first attempt at something like this with one of those emotions. This is an exercise that I have kind of adopted. I've shortened it a little bit, and it makes more sense with somebody else in the room to outline an example, but I hope this is helpful for you, where you were able to articulate what angers you, you were able to be honest about the lies and the judgments you're starting to make about yourself, you're able to contrast that with the gospel of Jesus, and you realize coming from a centered place, there is an action you can take, a Holy Spirit-inspired action in response to what angers you. And so the beauty of these episodes is that it's not really about me and what I share. It's about how God meets you in it and how you lean into him. So I hope you did. And I would love to hear if this was helpful. If not helpful, I don't want to do stuff that's not helpful for you. So reach out to me at jonathanmoynihan.com. You can hit me up button there, or you can DM me on Instagram at jonathan.moynihan. But thanks again for tuning in. That was the second episode of the year, and I'll see you again back next week for a great interview. All right, be well, you guys. I'll talk to you soon.